morning, Rob Hackler and Lisa Zizian with you. And every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at AxSmart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right. What do we got some news here about old Facebook again?
Yeah, Facebook again. And I've got a personal story on this one, but at this point, half a billion Facebook users' information has been posted on a hacking website available for free.
Half a billion?
Half a billion. Now,
half
this
a
is
billion.
Information. Half a billion.
Wow.
533 million is the exact number. And we talked about this back in 2019 when Facebook actually had the vulnerability, and that's when they fixed it. But I guess the hacker who had this, or the hackers who had this, decided to release it for anyone to use. And now, the personal story is this. Yesterday morning, we're here in our office, and I get a phone call from one of my team members. Said, I just got a Facebook friend request from you.
Uh-oh.
And they were already friends, so we knew there was a problem right away. So.
Oh, boy.
I logged in and found that there was someone who had created an account named David Snell and started emailing or requesting Facebook friends from all sorts of folks. We caught it right away because one of my teammates caught it, and we reported it and got it shut down. But this is something that's going to continue to happen for the as far in the future as we can see with this half a billion bits of information that has been released for free.
I feel like
it's
over
a
the
scary thing.
Yeah, I feel like over the years there have been incidents like this where you get a friend request from somebody that already is a friend. I've been so confused because, you know, I wonder, did they change their account? Did something happen? Why is or sometimes I think, did I not friend them again? I mean, is that why it's coming up? Is it new? And then I have to do all this work, but you know,
or not,
or you just say yes, and then what? Now, what happens when you click on a scammer person? I always wonder. Does that mean that it spreads something?
Yeah, are they getting additional information from you?
Well, they're becoming a friend with you, so they are obviously getting any information that's on your Facebook account and your friends' Facebook accounts.
Okay.
So, and then they can, at some point in time, they may decide to share a picture with you or a file with you or something, and you may inadvertently say, oh, that's from David. I've got to take that. That looks important. And that's how it starts. That's how the whole thing begins.
Wow.
Now, the information that they have, it's really concerning, and I went and checked my Facebook account immediately after this to make sure it was still locked down the way I have it locked down. But so you know, what they get is their Facebook ID, your full name, your locations, your birth date if it's there, your bios, your relationship status, and in some cases, email addresses.
Wow.
Now, these are the pieces of data that cybercriminals spend time researching to perform social engineering attacks. Now, it's all in one place, easily accessible for free, and it's going to make the social engineering attacks quicker and easier.
Let me ask David, as someone who talk about changing passwords all the time and security and lockdown, how does someone get a David Snell account? How are they able to get your photo and information?
Well, they can scrape the photo off of my regular Facebook page. It hadn't gone that far.
Okay.
My Facebook account is David B. for my middle name, Snell, and this was a David Snell, so it did not have my photo, did not have my bios. Unfortunately, one friend of mine did refriend me, and I contacted them immediately and said, no, you want to undo that, because that wasn't me.
So these
are things we all need to be aware of.
So the friend request from David Snell did not have even a photo, or it did have a photo?
He did not have a photo.
Okay. All right. Yeah. If you get friend requests where it's blank, that's
a flag.
That's a flag. But sometimes I've seen where they're able to get the same. Either the person sees part of the account and copies it, so it looks like it on the front. You know what I mean? That profile photo in the background sometimes.
Mm. Yep. But that's a more targeted attack.
Okay.
What happened with me was they probably just did this for all sorts of names that they came up with in every iteration.
Yeah.
And created the account. Facebook shouldn't even allow that to happen.
No, because this David Snell had a sinister mustache, and he was trying to friend request me.
And a full head of hair, too. It was scary.
Who was that man?
You know, the other thing that happens, too, is I get sometimes somebody's account, Facebook account that's been compromised, I get these messages that say, I saw you in this video. And that's when I know. And that I go right to that person's wall and I say, don't believe the hype. It's not me in that video. I kind of make a joke about it, but I just say you need to know that you need to change your password. But
you're in trouble.
So the best thing to do for users, for people out there, use Facebook. If you get a Facebook friend request from someone that you know you've already friended and the account, you can click into that account and see what it looks like. You know it's not them. Report it to Facebook right away, and they shut it down.
Yeah. The other thing is if you go on their page and they've just got ads for sunglasses, that also seems to be a key.
Sunglasses.
I don't know why, but some kind of, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, but it seems like definitely for me, it's ramped up. I'm getting a lot of phony friend requests from time to time, and I just have to delete them because there's nobody, you know, no mutual connections at all. And I'm just wondering again, is this all the hackers just working overtime, or?
Well, they probably work less than you and I do, Rob, because all of this is automated with bots. So they just kick off the bot and they go lay on the beach, and we're the ones that are fighting back against them.
We just got a text message in from 617. They wanted to ask David Snell to whom he reported the fake friend invite to. Same thing happened
to
me.
Facebook. Yeah, directly to Facebook.
Is there an easy way to do that if the person's listening that they can do that?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. On the account itself, you can report it.
You can report it. Okay. So you can report something. Okay.
Yeah, you can block anybody, you can report, you can unfriend. And that's what you want to do. If you feel that it is not legitimate, report it to Facebook. And they'll look at it. And they know right away if it's a legitimate account based on the lack of information that they'll find within that Facebook account.
All right. So 617, report that if you have that happening to you and someone's trying to impersonate you. Well, things to be aware of, right, when it comes to this, again, all is due to people trying to gather information, and that's what it all comes back to, right, David?
Yeah, down for social engineering. The other thing about this is that if people have their phone numbers, whether it's a home phone or especially a cell phone in their Facebook account, that was some of the information that had been taken. And at that point in time, they can look to many other ways to hack into you. For instance, many of us use our cell phone for two-factor authentication.
Right.
Well, if they have the number, they're halfway there.
Yikes.
So you want to make sure that you don't have and you don't want people from Facebook calling you if they're your friends. You can give them the number some other way. Just don't post all of this stuff in your bios because there's where they're gathering and scraping all this information. And once again, Have I Been Pwned, which is the website where you can check your email address if it's been hacked. You want to go there now because the Troy Hunt, who has that website, he uploaded all of those files from that half a billion leak.
Wow, half a billion Facebook users' information posted on a hacking website.
Okay.
So check that out. This is important stuff. Have I Been PWNED.com. Check out the website. Our intern, Nick, is smiling. He says he's not on Facebook. He doesn't have to worry about this. Right, Nick? You don't have a Facebook account. No, he says, no, he's shaking his head. He says, I don't have to worry about having my information stolen, at least from Facebook. Good for
him. Probably on Clubhouse and all the rest of them, so.
I don't know.
You'll get around to them.
Where are the young kids hanging out? All right, David, where do people go to get this information?
Let's go to my website, xsmartit.com, and let's act smart about this, and check out the links to Have I Been Pwned and the rest of the article.
Thanks, David.
Thank you, David.
Have a good day.
You too.